Talking today with Senator James Lankford. Senator, you've got a couple of things you've really been working on here in recent days. I know you're spending a lot of time in presentations and whatnot on this federal fumbles report. I was interested that your top example of waste had to do with the wind energy industry.
It is one of the areas that I've asked for a long time to say, if we're going to spend money, we need to be strategic in how we do it. 25 years ago, the federal government started a subsidy program for wind energy to try to help a new industry get off the ground. Now, 25 years later, we're still doing it. It's $6 billion in cost. We worked last year and actually started that through a process to go through a phase down, which now is a three-year phase down and will be done finally.
Regarding the reaction you're getting from federal fumbles, what are you hearing from both constituents but also from inside the Beltway?
Well, it's been positive. People are attentive to the issues of waste, but this is not just an issue of waste spending. It's also an issue of the federal government not doing its job. So we highlight some areas where they should do a task and they're not doing it, or some areas where they're doing the wrong task, or areas where they're just wasting money. For decades now, the Medicaid program is what they call an improper payment, an area of fraud that needs to be resolved. The last 5 years, just $142 billion alone in that one program. And USDA and the SNAP program each year evaluates their improper payments, and this year it's over $6 billion in improper payments. So we try to evaluate some of those big ones as well as some of the small areas, like an NIH study that they studied 5-year-olds to 8-year-olds to evaluate whether they would eat food if someone sneezed on it first. And I'm not sure what the long-term gain is, but our tax dollars paid for that.
Regarding the couple of studies that you had requested on renewable fuel standard, what are your takeaways from those RFS studies?
So we asked RFS specifically three sets of questions. Is it what's the cost factor for the renewable fuel standard? This is for ethanol mandates, not just that ethanol is there, but they have a mandate on the use of ethanol. What is that costing us? The main requirement of that at the beginning is we would get up foreign sources for energy and that we would deal with greenhouse gas issues. So I asked about those issues. Now we're 10 years into it. What's the effect on greenhouse gas? Is it accomplishing that? Will it accomplish anything on that? And what's happening with foreign usage? They came back with a report. It's not done yet, but we have two of the three back stating there is no change in greenhouse gas changes on it. From any of the scientists, from anyone that's looking at it, they're not seeing a difference in greenhouse gases. It's also not making a change on our foreign energy sources. So it's not accomplishing that. We also asked the question, does the renewable fuel standards mandate for ethanol, is the technology catching up to what they thought it would even 10 years ago when this started? And they came back and said, no, it's proving that the technology is not there even 10 years later in a level that can actually become affordable for the consumer. So while they can produce ethanol from switchgrass and from algae and other sources in a laboratory, they can't actually make it at a level that's commercialized that anyone can possibly afford. So it's still $10, $12 a gallon, even 10 years later. So they know it's feasible, but they can't actually make it at a level that people can actually afford. So it's still corn-based ethanol, which even in the mandate when it was written was supposed to be declining by now in use and shifting to other things. So EPA has got a real problem on their hands. They have a law that's requiring them to push ethanol into our fuel system, but to use less and less corn every single year for ethanol. But there's no other source that's behind it that's actually filling the gap. So the mandate's not working, and we're trying to figure out how to be able to fix a law. This, in many ways, is like the No Child Left Behind that was passed by Congress in the early 2000s. That seemed like a good idea, but 15 years later, everyone looked at it and said, this did not work as planned. Congress came back, made a major change in how we did education policy, and that is a much better standard now for what's working. So this is an area I'm trying to push. The state Congress needs to reevaluate this again.
Clearly, the ethanol industry is a big political force, and that obviously would complicate anything that Congress would do.
Oh, absolutely. And ethanol is not a bad fuel. Ethanol just shouldn't be a fuel that'd be mandated everyone to use. And I would say to people, ethanol is in our system. It's a reliable fuel. It's an octane booster. And I think it will still remain there. Every study that I've seen says even if the mandate is removed, the fuel will still be used in very large quantities all around the country. But the difference is when the mandate is removed, a lot of the costs of using extra ethanol is also removed. There are sometimes just a few months ago that it was costing the consumers 10 cents more a gallon because of the ethanol mandate than what they would have been spending already. That's a lot of money to consumers. When you talk about the price of their gasoline, it's 10 cents higher per gallon.
Your thoughts, in other words, what do you want to do? How do you want to use these reports and maybe affect the industry in some way?
So we'll have the Government Accountability Office, GAO, and EPA sitting down with me. And in that conversation, we'll try to determine what happens now. Give us more details on this, and then what happens in the days ahead. How do we resolve this? Long term, I think we should continue to use ethanol. We should continue to use it in large quantities. But we shouldn't have a mandate that drives up the additional cost to consumers. This is still a great fuel. It's still a great fuel to be able to boost octane. But long term, we need to be able to find a way to be able to resolve it where it doesn't hurt the consumers, but we're still able to use the fuel.
Bottom line, you're saying that your thoughts on the renewable fuel standard, this is something whose time has come maybe to move on from.
It is, actually. Renewable fuel standard was an experiment done by Congress to draw a mandate of fuel to say how we're going to deal with greenhouse gases, how we're going to deal with trying to get off foreign oil. Both those things were not fixed by the renewable fuel standard. And so I'm asking the question, if this wasn't fixed, what we hope to do with it, then Congress needs to revisit this mandate and to be able to remove the mandate and let's use the fuel as it should be used, but not as a mandate piece that is driving up the cost and not solving the issue.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.